has been speaking to us as a community about building family and building for 1,000. And as I've been praying about this and I've just been asking the Lord just took me to a passage of scripture which we are all so familiar with. But I want us to look at it again this morning and for us to begin to understand before we can build family, before we can build for 1,000, actually God wants to do some building in us. So we need to start looking. So we actually coming back to the very beginning where God is taking us. So I want us to look at Luke 6, okay, this morning. And a lot of my passages are from the Passion. It's where at the moment I'm just loving to dive into. It's just giving me fresh revelation on scripture. And I just so love it. And so some of it, most of my scriptures will be from the Passion. And as we have no words this morning, you're just going to have to listen to me, and which is hopefully will be good. So Jesus, I just want to pray that you will just come, Holy Spirit. That's why I ask. Come, Holy Spirit, this morning. Father, I want to thank you that you are wanting to build your church. And Father, I thank you that you call us to partner with you, that we co-labor. And so, Jesus, this morning, we just want to pray that you will just open our ears, open our eyes, open our hearts this morning, that, Father, we will receive from you and hear your word. Amen. Right, I'm going to take note of the clock. It's 10:02, because I am very bad at following my own. So I want to read from Luke 6, and it says, "What does it do? What good does it do for you to say, 'I am your Lord and Master,' if what I teach you is not put into practice? Let me describe the one who truly follows me and does what I say. He is like a man who chooses the right place to build a house and then lays a deep and secure foundation. When the storms and flood rage against the house, it continues to stand strong and unshakable through the tempest, but for it has been wisely built on the right foundations. But the one who has heard my teaching and does not obey it is like a man who builds a house without laying a foundation whatsoever. When the storms and the floods rage against this house, it will immediately collapse and become a total loss. Which one of the two builders will you be?" And this morning I just want to ask us, which builders are we going to be? See, in the storms, the first house, there was this ability because it was built well. There was a solid rock. You know, when you see a building being built, you recognize there's often more done in the foundations than there is when they start building up. And it is so critical that each of us recognize there are foundations that we need to lie. But when we read in this scripture, it says, look wisely where to build. And often when I've looked at this scripture, I've often looked at it and thought, yeah, okay, Jesus, I'm building the foundation for my life. You know, the word of God, when I pray, all those key things, I'm building a strong foundation. And as I was just looking at this scripture, God started just to show something to me. There are different things in our lives that we need to lay foundations for. And I suggest to you this morning, you know, where is our identity? What foundation are we building that on? What foundation are we building about our trust? Where are we building our self-worth and our value? What foundations are we building? And I believe that God is saying to us that he wants us to have a stability to sustain the things that God has for us. And, you know, God gives us often prophetic words and dreams. And we need to know how to sustain those in the season that we're in. And if we are not building wisely in particular areas of our lives, then when the situations and storms hit our lives and the storm rages against us, often that's when we begin to fall and when we recognize where there is weakness in our life, in our spiritual life. Scripture clearly talks about being wise and looking at making sure our spiritual lives are built well. See, the second house just was built, and very quickly it got distracted. There was distraction. It fell apart. And God is actually speaking to us about actually we need to know how to build well. See, our strength is limited when we're not got God, And our weakness often becomes an excuse to quit. So often when things go wrong, we think, I can't manage this. And often that's where my default case comes. That I disappear and I'm like, oh, I can't manage this. I've got to walk away from it. But actually, my strength is in him. And we need to recognize how to build so well. Proverbs 24 talks to us about this. And verse 3. And it says, wise people are builders. They build families, businesses, communities. And this morning, I just want to just journey with us about how we can build wisely. The question I want to ask is, do we have a building mindset to see growth for ourselves and to others? See, when we build well, we can sustain others. We can sustain the words God gives us, the prophetic words. But if we haven't built words in certain things, if we've not built well in how to handle our identity or our self-worth, when situations occur, that's when those areas become weak and they begin to crumble. Because God may give you something and you think, who am I? I can't handle that. I can't do that. But God is making sure and calling us to actually to carry and to journey those well. Are we going to settle, and how often it feels safe? Are we going to settle, or are we going to play safe? And often safe is not particularly the most comfortable place to be. Earlier in the year, a couple of months ago, I think I've probably told this story, but we was at Centre Parks, Rob and I, and I've been kind of journeying over these last few weeks about actually what is it God's pushing me into as an individual, because I want to know what it is to journey well and to make sure certain areas of my life are built really firmly. And so I was saying to God, I want to be able to push into the things you've got for me, the adventures, the dreams, the stuff you've got. And so we were at Centre Parks and we were just spending some time with some guys looking at stuff regionally. And in the afternoon, later in the evening, a lot of them went swimming. And I was like, no, I'm not going swimming. I don't do swimming. And certainly don't do swimming in public. And they were like, come on, Liz, go swimming. So I decided to go swimming. And then they decided they were going to go and do on the big rides and everything. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I can't do that. But I will go swimming. And I felt God really say, I want you to go. So I went swimming and I found the nice quiet jacuzzi. And I sat in this jacuzzi and I felt as almost I heard the voice of God, the audible voice of God. And God said, are you going to spend your life sitting in a jacuzzi or are you going to get up and do the rides? And so I decided to find these guys and to go on these rides. And there I was with some leaders in the nationally, and I had to get in this raft with them, and I felt very vulnerable. I felt very exposed. And we went on these rides, and I had an absolutely amazing time. But God taught me something. Sometimes we need to step out. And it's so easy to say that we're going to step out, but actually stepping out. You know, as New Life Church Crouch Valley, we're entering a new season of building, and God wants us to partner with him, to co-labor with him. And it's important for us to start with our own lives. So I want us to look at what are the foundations, identity, self-worth, where's our faith life, where is our securities are, who are we trusting? We need to recognize how do we begin to build? If we don't build well, if we're not feeling good about ourselves, how can we actually respond to other people? In our life group this week, we were looking at the scripture from Matthew, I think it is, and it says to love God with all your heart and soul, love your neighbor as yourself. And we just started to look at this whole verse about if we don't love ourselves, if we don't cherish ourselves, we don't value ourselves, how can we support and love others? And God is calling us to build family, but if we haven't grasped stuff for ourselves, we begin to struggle on how to support other people. We see on that dance how Stephen was able to support Catherine. He was able to hold her because he was strong and he was able to sustain her. And if we're not walking right and if we're not valuing those and building over those areas of our lives, when the crunch comes, we're going to struggle. And if Stephen wasn't strong and he'd put in that time and that effort and that energy, when Catherine jumped into his arms, he would have fallen. And Catherine, he wouldn't have been able to take Catherine and held her. And so God is calling us to be able to be people that hold on to one another. And it's not about compassion, it's not about sympathy, and it's not about, you know, chasing people and supporting them in lots of different ways, but it's encouraging them to run into the things of God. And God is just really speaking to us as a community about how do we handle ourselves and situations well. If we go back to Luke 6, and before in the chapter, we read some of the verses, and there's some key things that Jesus speaks about before he talks about building the house on the rock and on the sand. And he talks about loving our enemies. He talks about doing good to those who hate you, blessing those that curse you, praying for those that mistreat you, not retaliating, giving freely, treat others the way you want to be treated yourself. These often cannot be done in the natural, but they can be done in the supernatural. It's when we build well that we can maintain these qualities of life. And often, when the rubber hits the road, these are the times where often we can actually just check our lives and say, am I able to love my enemy? Am I able to just to turn my cheek? Am I able to do good to those that hate me? How is my life? How am I gauging myself? And these are ways that we can actually monitor. You know, we talk about having marriage MOTs, but sometimes we need to have some MOTs in our own lives. And gauging up how well I manage in certain situations. If you've gone through a difficult situation, when it's passed, go to someone and say, how do you think I journeyed that? How do you think I did with that? You know, we've heard a lot about feedback. And, you know, feedback is actually saying, do you think I handled that well? Do you think I crumbled under that situation? Do you think I sung a hallelujah? Was I able to keep praising when it got difficult? But I believe God is actually speaking to us and encouraging us to know what it is to journey well. Blessing those that curse us. Praying for those that mistreat us. We may have bosses, we may have people that we have around us that have hurt us, that caused us pain. We choose whether we journey down that road. We choose whether we journey and take on that pain. Or are we prepared to say, actually, I'm going to demonstrate the real love of God here. I choose to do something different. I choose to be a carrier of the presence of God. I choose to push in and make sure my foundations are strong. So when difficulties come, that I can journey through it well. Because we are the people that demonstrate kingdom. And we need to be able to demonstrate kingdom really well. And we can only do that when we have put our feet firmly on a rock. He is our steadfast. He is the one that keeps us strong and keeps us secure. He is the one that we can build on. He is our fortress. What is our reaction when there are difficulties? Do we fall apart? In Proverbs 24, and I'm going to quote it quite a bit because it's just a beautiful Proverbs. And this morning when I was reading it, because I read a Proverbs a day, and I just believe, unless we really take on just reading some of the scriptures, so Proverbs for me, I just want to get wiser in things of God, and I think, actually, what a good place to start. Let's start reading Proverbs. And so for a few years, I just read a chapter a day, and there's 31 chapters, so you've got one for every day of the month, and you just keep reading it over and over again. It's a good way of building firm foundations. The lovers of God may suffer adversities and stumble seven times, but they will continue to rise up over and over again. But the unrighteous are brought down by one calamity and will never be able to rise again. See, when we're in Him, we can rise up again. We don't have to fall down. We don't have to struggle. You know, in Psalms 121, where does our help come from? Our help comes from Him. It comes from Jesus. He is our rock. He is our fortress. He is our protector. He is our fortress in times of troubles. In Psalm 18, it says, you are as real to me as the bedrock beneath my feet. Where are we building? Is He the bedrock under your feet? Is He like a castle on a cliff and forever firm fortress? My mountain of hiding, my pathway of escape, my tower of rescue where none can reach me, my secret strength and shield around me. You are the salvation ray of brightness shining on the hillside, always the champion of my cause. See, that's our God. That's our God. He is the bedrock. He is the one that we can build on. He is the one which we stand on. Where are we standing? Where are you standing this morning? Where are we standing? You know, when difficulties come, it's always a good thermometer of where we're at spiritually. How do we handle? Proverbs 18, it says, the name of the Lord is a fortress tower, the fortified tower, and the righteous run in and safe. Where do we run to in times of trouble? Where do we go to? Do we run to people and throw up all over their carpet with the stuff that's going on in our lives? Or do we run into that tower of refuge? Do we run into Jesus and say, Jesus, you know this situation. I'm battling through it. You are my rock. Where are we resting? Where are we putting, you know, stuff out there? You know, Rob and I have been journeying a journey in the last few weeks that have been quite difficult, and it's extended family stuff. And one of the things we chose to do very early on is not to keep talking about it. Because when you talk about a situation, your life begins to spiral down. You become very intense with the situation. If you go to another person and start sharing it and say, oh, Maria, this is what's going on in my life, and this is happening, and you go to somebody else, and V, this is happening in my life, and you're kind of just putting it out there, and it just begins to just churn you up. And to grow and be strong and to be mature and to put your feet on the rock is about running into that safe place, running into that place with the Father and saying, this is where my hope comes from. This is where my strength comes from. This is the place I dig into. This is the source of my strength. This is where my joy is. Even when it's tough, I will rejoice and rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. God is faithful. And we need to continually just keep running into him. We need to know him as that tower of strength. We need to know him and hold on to him in times of difficulty. Strong foundations are critical. When we, you know, when situations happen and you haven't built a strong foundation on faith, if you've not built a strong foundation of your security, that's when you struggle. We need to build foundation that your security is in not your best friend, but your best friend, Jesus. Your security is identity that, God, can I handle this situation? You can handle it if you know who you are in Christ Jesus. You know that he is within us. That's where our security is. That's where our strength is. God is faithful, and he never lets us down. You know, when Miracle House was being built, we watched it being built, but for a long time, we watched it going down. We saw these poles going down, and they took almost longer building down than they did building up. We saw the poles going down, and the hole got deeper and deeper, and we were like, is it ever going to come up? Because it just felt like it was never going to come up. And so often, that is the time that we need to really push in. We need to push in, and you know, if there are areas that we struggle with, is there areas where you know that your weakness is? Go and run into the Father and say, I need to dig in strong there because I need my foundations to be solid. So when the tire hits, the rubber hits the road or the rubber, whatever it is, you know, we don't go off key. Because often what happens is, you know, something happens in our life. You know, we could go through a day and it could be going really, really well. We could be just enjoying life and life is really good. And one phone call can just crush you if you allow it. One phone call can change whatever is happening in your world at that time. But the key is, how do we handle it? How do we manage that? How do we turn that to glorify Jesus? How do we get to that point where we go, okay, God, I don't understand it. I don't understand some of the stuff that's happening, but I know my God is faithful. It's important that they are our foundations, that is our rock, that when the storms come, because the interesting thing, it's the same storm that hits. It's not a weaker storm that hits the strong house. It's the same storm that hits the houses. But it's, you know, we don't want to collapse. We don't want it to fall down. We don't want our lives to collapse when stress gets hard, when things get awkward. We have to hold in deep. How deep are our foundations? How deep are our roots? How deep do we dig in to God? If you struggle with identity, work on those foundations. If you struggle where your security lies, work on those foundations. If you struggle with worth and self-worth and self-esteem, dig into those foundations. Build them well. Go along, people. Put yourself in places where people will journey with you. It is so important that we have people around us who are going to build us up and cheer us on. I often say I feel like sometimes I'm one of those life cheerleaders, because I want to just go along people and say, come on, you're doing well. This is maybe an area where, you know, maybe just needs a little bit more, you know, working towards, but this is the era, you know, you are doing well. You know, often we see people who are athletes and footballers and we see their moment of glory, but we don't see the hours they put in, that they work really hard. A footballer, a striker who probably, you know, kicks that ball into the net hundreds and thousands of times. And then we see it at the World Cup where he bangs that goal in and everybody's like, yay! But actually, he's worked at it really hard. He's put sweat and tears into that. And God is saying, I want us to start working strong at our foundations. If we're going to build what God is calling us to build, it has to be strong. It has to be something that's going to last. We don't want to come back in 20 years' time and say, what's happened to this place and this community? We want to come back and say, actually, God, you've done more far beyond that we've ever imagined or dreamed, because, God, you are faithful. And as much as we put roots into buildings and athletes put into building and making their skill strong, we need to build well in our lives. We mustn't be intimidated by people. You know, when Paul was speaking to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4, he spoke about, don't be intimidated, Timothy, don't be intimidated by those older than you. You know, if you're getting intimidated by people, work at those foundations, because you've got to know that you are good. God's got good stuff over your life. Practice authentic love. And authentic love is actually coming up to someone and saying, actually, do you know, let's journey together, because, you know, I just want to see something in you that is really great, but, you know, God can do so much more. And it's building people up. Let's not go around telling people how good when they're not good. Let's tell people, actually, you know, we want every one of us to be better. We want all of us to achieve our destiny and our purpose. We know that when we build well, you know, in Timothy 4, sorry, it says in verse 16, give special careful attention to your spiritual life and cherish truth you teach. And it goes on and it says, but it's take special attention of your spiritual life. We have a responsibility for our own lives and how we handle our spiritual well-being. It's good to, you know, we talk a lot about our physical well-being, but we also need to look at our spiritual well-being. How well are we building? Key areas to build strong foundations: prayer. Praying in the natural and in tongues. You know, we often dismiss, sometimes we did a whole series last year, and tongues, I'm just becoming more aware that it's such an important gift that we need to take hold of and to use it in our devotional times. Learning to hear God through the word and the revelation, prophetic word. Putting people around you, encouraging you to grow. That is so key. Get people around you going to lift you higher, not lower. If someone drags you down, if you go and spend time with someone and you're feeling worse when you come out, are they people you need to have around you? Unless you're really putting into their lives, but then you need to be really, you know, building them up. We need to build well. We need to know how to handle situations. In Proverbs 21, again, it says, wise people are builders. And I believe God is calling us to be wise people. Wise people to build well. They build families. They build businesses. They build communities. I think in other scriptures it talks about building a roof and the rooms. But it's basically talking about our families, our businesses, our communities. and through intelligence and insight, their enterprises are established and endured. And it goes on, because of their skilled leadership, the hearts of people are filled with the treasure of wisdom and the pleasure of spiritual wealth. Wisdom can make anyone into a mighty warrior. See, when we get wisdom, ask God for wisdom. Solomon asked for wisdom. Wisdom makes us all heroes. We need to be warriors, and wisdom is enabling us to be warriors. We need to get wise about how to build wisely. That's why it's called the wise man and the foolish man, because builders are wise people, and we need to know what it is to build wisely. God wants to speak into areas of our lives and areas of our lives of our community, but we have to know how to hold and nurture that well. And when we build well, we can begin to sustain what God has for us. We can carry the gifts and the dreams and the visions and the prophetic words that God's given us. We need to be strong and strong in our foundations. We can choose, and as Rob often refers to it, we can choose to live low level or we can live kingdom. We live, as in Ephesians talks about, living the place of the heavenlies, you know, that with Christ we exalted. I'll read it. We raise him up with Christ, the exalted one, and we ascended to him with the glorious perfection and authority of the heavenly realms, and we are now seated with one with Christ. See, God wants us to sit with him in heavenly places. And if we are not sitting, if we are low level, we're not certainly sitting in heavenly places. And God is wanting us to build well. He wants us to build well, that we can build up families. He wants us to build for 1,000. As a community, we believers, we believe God is calling us to build that. And shift has to happen. There has to be some shift in each of our lives for us to maintain that and to build that well. You know, Rob was often talking about, we've never been this way before. We haven't been this way before. And in Exodus 3, we read that. We've never been this way before, so things have to change. Nehemiah, when he was a cupbearer, he carried and served the king. But God gave him the ability to manage a shift in his environment. He was able to take a mindset change from being a cupbearer and a servant to lead a nation to build a city, walls. We read Noah was a man of the soil, but God changed his mindset to be a man that was able to build, become a shipbuilder and to build the ark. God is wanting sometimes for us to build well, that he can change our mindset about what he calls us to do. When we don't build well, we struggle to be able to see the things that God has for us. So God is asking us, build well, build strong. Enable him to do the amazing things in our lives. Beginning of the year, God took me to Proverbs 4. And it talks about, it's from verse 25. And it says, watch where you're going. Set your gaze on the path before you. We fix purpose, looking straight ahead. Ignore life's distractions. Watch where you're going. Stick to the path of truth. And the road will be safe and smooth before you. Don't allow yourself to be sidetracked for even a moment or take a detour from where it leads you to. Don't allow distractions stop allowing you to build. Each of us, God has called us for something. He's called us for purpose and destiny. He's called us to build well. But so often we can be distracted by life's silly things. And we need to, one of the things we're talking in our life hub so much about is actually keeping the momentum going. We need to be able to learn to what it is to keep a momentum in our lives. And we cannot afford to be sidetracked for one moment. So keep our attention. We've hearing a lot about keeping our attention on Jesus, keeping our focus on him. And in Hebrews 12, we know, we fix your eyes upon Jesus. He is the one that we keep our attention on. He is the one. We don't look at what's coming around us. I often look at life situations and it feels a bit like a huge giant sometimes that's coming at you. and whatever situation you may have in your life, but you choose whether it's a giant or whether it's a mouse. You look at it from the perspective of heaven. You can allow it to be a giant, or you can allow it to be a mouse. You choose what you want it to be. You can allow it to take a shadow right over your life and cause you to stumble, or you can choose to just completely ignore it and keep focusing on where God is taking you. Where are we focused? Whether it's financial, whether it's relationships, whether it's sickness, whatever it may be, God is saying, keep your attention on me. Keep your focus on me. And if you keep journeying with me, your path will be smooth. See, I was reading this morning in Exodus 13, I think it is, and the Israelites had just come and they'd left Egypt. And it was that part where the Pharaoh's heart was hardened again, and they were coming after him. They were coming after the Israelites. And they were saying, my goodness, Moses, what's happening? We should have stayed in Egypt. We should have stayed there. And Moses said, he turned around and he said, you know, be still. But the interesting thing goes on, and actually God says, keep moving. And actually we need to keep moving forward. We need to keep focusing. And they kept moving, and actually there was the Red Sea. They weren't distracted by the fact the sea was in front of them. God said, keep moving. Doesn't matter what distractions you feel are in your way. God has a way. He can move forward. So this morning, I just want us to just grasp, how well are we building? If God's taking us on a journey, let's be prepared to look at areas of our lives. Where's your attention? Is it on the giants in our lives? Is it on the areas where we've not built well? Build well. Build strong. We want houses. We want communities. We want homes. We want individuals built well. We want foundations that are so solid that actually we can support one another. When other people are struggling, that actually we can hold them and lift them up. It's not about they're there, but it's actually lifting each other to a higher place. That's what families do. Families bring someone when they're struggling and say, come on, you can do this. When your child is struggling, you say, come on, you can do this. And that's what we want to be, a people that cheer one another on. You can go higher. You can journey high. You can go faster. I want people to far outrun anything that we do. So God, I believe, is calling us not just to be builders of family, not to be building for a community, but let's start first with how we build well in our own lives. I want to set a challenge this week. Whatever situations hit you, whether you handle it well or badly, I want you to look and examine how you managed, how you journeyed it, your response. If someone says something bad, what was your response? Check it. And if it was not what you feel it should be, just go before God and say, God, I need to build a stronger foundation there, because my foundation was slipping there. It wasn't strong. So this week, just examine how you do things, because God wants us to know that he is the rock in which we stand. He is the rock, and he doesn't want us to trip. He doesn't want us to go off key. He wants to keep us focused. And this morning, I just believe that's what God's saying.